Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello and welecome to The Art of Decluttering. Who are you, Amy?
Who would have thought? I'm Amy. And who are you, Kirsty?
Kirsty.
How are you, Kirst? We haven't done like a little check-in at the start of an episode lately. So how are you? Tell me about you.
I am doing well.
Convince me.
Life is going along and it's a bit, Simon and I are both, well, everybody's well in our house. We've just got a lot. We're full. Lots going on and just in this season, but it'll calm down.
Just so that we can live vicariously through you, can you tell us about your week in, where did you go? I've just forgotten the word.
Hamilton Island. Yes, of course. I went to Hamilton Island with my friend Lisa from Arise Sanctuary. It was on a retreat and we got to have lots of fun in the sun, literally, just spend time with each other and with ourselves and with the divine, with God. So it was cool. It was really, really beautiful and really lots of fun. Fun was the word over the whole week. We got to go out to Whitehaven Beach on a catamaran. I got to go stand-up paddleboarding, which is one of my favourite things. We got to go scuba diving out on a reef, which was just amazing, seeing the fish and the coral, and it was amazing. Oh my gosh, you have cut me to the core because I was really, really hoping to see a turtle, and it was one thing that I didn't see, and everybody else but two of us who really wanted to see turtles, we didn't see. You cut me to the core. And we went on like a speedboat and like did like these, you know, one of those like power boats, you know, where you like spin circles. Around. Yeah. Yeah, we got to eat yummy food and we stayed in the most amazing, house up that looks over both sides of Hamilton Island. Oh, my gosh, it was a divine week. And thank you. That's centered me again for thinking about my full life. And then I'm like, oh, no, I can just go back to Hamilton Island.
Yeah, go back to your happy place.
Yeah. What about you? What's been happening
with
you?
That's so nice. We've had a busy family life. Some of you would have seen on a Facebook Live I did the other day. My grandma passed away last week. So we've had a busy couple of weeks just celebrating her life and being together with family and reflecting on 96 years of incredible life of gratitude and grace. And like, she's just amazing. So that's kind of been taking up a bit of our time centering on family and tilting into family. Mm. I was meant to go on a girls' weekend last weekend, and then I got tonsillitis. Mm. And I was so devo. I missed one of my best friend's 40th. Like, that was what the girls' weekend was. So I'm vicariously, absolutely living through you in Hamilton Island.
Yes. Well, you should take Cal and the boys to Hamilton Island. It is, yeah, beautiful.
Highly we have been to. Once. We were there for at least 40 minutes while we waited for a flight out. My sister lives on the Whitsunday coast, and so we were flying out of Hamilton Island. So, yeah, I've been there.
I was actually thinking about Sarah when I was there. I was, like, waving from our house because you could almost see, like, over – you could definitely see over to the coast, but obviously not to her house. I was thinking about Sarah, and, yeah, but, yes, it's beautiful. Okay, we're talking about control today.
We are.
Amy, you don't like being controlled, do you?
Do you?
No. Does anybody?
No. I found this awesome Willie Nelson quote. I don't think we've ever quoted Willie Nelson in my life, but
no.
He says, freedom is control in your own life. And I was like, oh, that is so good. Like, that's because we originally had thought, listeners, we would talk about freedom today. And as we kind of brainstormed and talked about it, we thought actually the issue we want to address is more about control than it is about freedom. And then I found this quote and I was like, thanks, Willie, you've got our backs.
That is a perfect quote. So let's just, like, we should have been recording our conversation before because it was really interesting. So why don't we just, like, rehash that conversation?
Yes, let's do that. So we were talking about freedom and permission granting and grace. Kirst, do you want to share about what you had originally thought we would talk about in this episode?
Yeah. I had been thinking about how I never, ever want to come across as telling people what they should do because I hate that word, should.
And you rebel against that word.
Yeah, but it's yes, in my spirit I rebel because I feel like that we are given a life that is for freedom. Mm. We're very, very lucky in the West to have freedom. And I know that not everybody has that freedom, but I instinctively believe that we are all created to live in freedom. And you should do something, you should be someone, you should is anti my beliefs. and I find that I never, ever want to be telling people through this podcast and in life anything that should. I try whenever I hear myself saying that word, because it's a very easy word to come out of my mouth, is you can choose to do this. And I want people to have choice and I want to give people I want to hold space for people to have freedom. Yeah. I want to hold space for people to make whatever decision is right for them in that moment. And we are naturally questioners. We're naturally, you know, in our job, we have the honor of questioning people all the time. And it can come across as, should you really keep that? Should you really, you know, but it's never coming from that place. It's always, can you see your life without that thing?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what life would look like on the other side of clutter? And we've done episodes where we talked about our freedom and what freedom we have seen time and time again that there's so much freedom on the other side of clutter for people. And so when it's like anything, when you know differently, you're so excited for other people to know that knowledge as well. Like, you know, I'm sure everybody has listened to this podcast has had that experience of people telling them about a podcast that they should listen to.
You never tell me that.
I know. I'm reading a book at the moment and it's awesome, beautiful. If I could think of what it's called, I would tell you all.
I'll put it in the show notes.
But the character, the main character, is saying that she was talking about an ex-partner of hers and how what she really hated most about what one of the things that really irked her was the fact that he always told her what podcasts she should listen to. And that just made me laugh so much. As a podcast fan and as a podcast host, but also like because you and I often encourage each other to listen to podcasts. So anyway, it's all about my whole point. Sorry, I'm rambling and I will
give this space is good. To talk this is
as
good.
Well, Amy, is that when you know something, when you can see life and freedom and you want others to experience it, that's why we are so passionate about decluttering and so passionate about freedom, because we have seen time and time and time and time and time again the freedom that people have from letting go of their clutter. But I am so passionate about giving people freedom, and it's not mine to give. And this is where we got to in our discussion before, Amy, is that there's so much there's so much agency.
Mm.
Like I have no authority to give you freedom, Amy. You have all authority in yourself to determine what life looks like for you.
Yeah.
And that's where we were coming to around Tammy, and I promise I'll let you talk in a minute, Amy, is around this agency of self, is that we don't, it's not our permission to give, but some people need other people's permission. So we'll get into more of that in a minute. Now talk to me. Stop me rambling.
That's all right. I drank like half a litre of water while you were talking because my throat was getting dry even though I wasn't talking. So, you know, I'm well hydrated and I feel actually like I don't need to talk because I feel like what you said was exactly, you're like you just articulated that perfectly, and here I am rambling because I can't articulate it any better.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let me add to that thought. When you said agency of self, I thought that's actually what we're talking about when we talk about control today, is we are talking about agency. So you having control of yourself, of your body, of your choices, of your decisions, of your reactions, of your emotions and thinking, like you have agency over yourself. And when it comes to control, often we've talked about doing an episode on resentment, which we still may do. Trying to exercise control over somebody else generally ends up with you resenting either them or their decisions or your relationship, because you cannot control other people. You can try, and as parents, oh boy, do we try, but you can't, because actually what we want as friends, parents, sisters, daughters, is we want other people around us to have that agency. And around self-agency, we want wisdom. And that's what we want for you guys. We want you to have that sense of, I'm in control. I can bring in information. I listen to 3 decluttering podcasts. I've got 2 decluttering books I like. I've joined some challenge. I'm in the Head, Heart and Home course. Like, you can bring what you need around you because you have control. And then what we want for you is wisdom to go, oh, that little tidbit that person shared will work for me. oh, I'm going to try that. Oh, that totally didn't work. I rebelled against that. Oh, actually, Gretchen talks about being an obliger. Oh, so I'm going to do this accountability program. So this agency and this control is empowering rather than control being a dampener. We actually want control to be, like, if you picture, I'm actually doing hand movements because, of course, you can all see that over the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing is I've turned my hand into a bowl. And I was making my other hand, you can just picture this, into a little flame. And I was like flaming with one hand and bowling over the top, which kills that flame. And I was like, that's the control that the world often talks about. The control that we want is actually flipping that bowl upside down and putting the candle in it and saying, like, here's my candle. I am the person that gets to own the control. And it's not a dampening control, but it's a control of freedom.
Yes, so it is that self-control, which is nearly always, it's not always put in a good light in society, but we...
It's a virtue.
It is a virtue, but even then it can sometimes be a should, can't it? Like, you should have self-control.
Yeah, yeah, like, and it can become self-criticism. Why don't I have enough self-control?
Yes, and which is where my heart actually stemmed from in this conversation, like, about this topic, was that you have the control that you need, or you can build the control that you need, and putting boundaries around and doing all of that self-work so that you know that you are in control of your own life, that you can say yes or no to things, that you can say yes or no to yourself, like, so that you can tell your harsh inner critic to shut up when they're saying that you're not living up to your own expectations. You know, I really hope that our podcast in some small way can help encourage you to do that inner work, that maturing, that, like, figuring out who you are and how you are to operate well in this world and healthily in this world. Because that, like, for me, I'm really passionate about people figuring out their true identity.
Yeah.
Not the identity that the world puts on them, not the identity that, you know, other people put on us, or our culture or our society puts on us, but who we were actually created to be. And if that means that you know, have got a physical disability, a mental disability, chemicals that work differently in your brain, you think differently to other people, like, they're all, that's who you are. Like, and I want people to accept who they are, and not, yeah, that doesn't mean that we have to accept society, doesn't mean that we have to accept our lot in this world, like, we can, but that's also part of agency and also part of knowing who we are and what we can control and what we can't control. Yeah, what do you have to say, Amy?
Mic drop is what I have to say. Like, I am so glad that we changed today's podcast episode because I can just hear your heart flooding out of your mouth. That's a gruesome picture. But I think it is so much about that. And we have that heart for you. Not that we have any right to have a heart for you, but we do. But imagine if you could take this and extend that to your family. Like, your 7-year-old who's massively into craft and hates it when you go in while she's at school or he's at school and does the tidying up or the decluttering or gets rid of things at some special project. Imagine if you could instill this sense of agency and control into the people that you love, so that they have freedom. In your relationship, there is freedom because then they're empowered. So control does not mean always doing it your way. Sometimes control is about surrendering control. In fact, Kirst, isn't the the 12-step serenity prayer. Okay, to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to embodying control and therefore freedom, it's really important to equip those around you, and we want to empower you. So empowering you to know what you cannot change, wisdom to know the difference, but also that control to change the things that you can change, and the courage to change the things that you can change, because you're the boss. You the boss.
Yes. And quickly, we were having this conversation around how you tell us the story of your what freedom and other people telling you that you have freedom, what that brings up in you.
Gets on my goat, baby. So one of the things I said to Kirst is, I don't want to say to other people, you have freedom to read other books on decluttering, listen to other things, do other things, change up the way, don't do what we say with decluttering, do something different. Because I personally don't like being told that, because I feel like at some point there's an assumption you did have any right to do that, and that gets on my goat, because I'm like, who are you to give me permission when I didn't give you permission to give me permission?
Yeah.
And so I get myself all a bit back up. So that's why that was part of the conversation. And when we got to the word control, we both went, we found it. We found actually what we want to remind you of, because your control is none of our business. We can't give you control. We can't take your control. We can't increase your control. But we want to talk about control so that you can do something about it and you can be empowered. And if we can be a small part of that, then we'd be pretty stoked.
Yeah, because when Amy was explaining that, I was like, oh, man, you think so differently to me. And I know she thinks differently to other people I know, because other people, and this has been my experience in the past in some ways too, is feel like they don't have any control, and that somebody giving them permission is exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they are not allowed to give permission to themselves.
Mm.
And that's where we landed. I'm like, well, actually the truth is, in our humble opinion, is that everybody actually has ultimate control and freedom over their own thoughts.
Yeah.
Like you may not have control over, you know, your children don't have ultimate control over what they do in their home. You may not have ultimate control over everything that you do in your home, in your workplace. We don't have ultimate control over what we do on the roads. Like there's rules, there's regulations, mm-hmm. there's things set up in society to keep us in some form of control on us. However, we always have freedom of our own thoughts.
And you have freedom to break those rules, Kirst.
Oh, yes, we definitely have freedom.
There are just consequences.
There's consequences.
You can speed, but there are consequences. Some of them might be minor, like you might just get a fine, or you could kill someone. Like there are consequences to control, but I think that's the beauty of control, isn't it?
Yes, and that's where, and I again come back to like that we really want to, like I can't even use the words that I want to say, because like even empower you is assuming that we have the power and you don't control and power. But I do want to encourage you all to realize just how much self-efficacy, self-agency that you do have, that you can control. Like you get, what a privilege it is to figure out who we are and how we best operate in the world, whether that's best operating in our house, whether that's like, yes, we don't, you know, we don't care about the clutter, all the way through to it really, really bothers me when somebody puts a dish not in the dishwasher, like, you know, everything and everything beyond, and everything beyond clutter. Like we, you know, we're holistic beings, and it's, we're not just about the physical. There's so much more. And that's why I'm like, it's about our mind and our control, and We hope this episode has encouraged you to think more about your self-agency.
So good. I've got a review that I thought I would read out. This is called Thumps777 from Apple Podcasts Australia, and it's titled 2021 Reboot, and it's a 5-star review. Thumps writes, "This is a fun and fantastic podcast. It's great to have Australian content, though I'm sure the Art of Decluttering message is great in any country. The minimalism episode was exactly what I needed to get me over the summer school holiday chaos and back into a rhythm. Thanks again." Ooh, so thank you. Today, we would love you to leave us a review if you are in a city or country where you need to wear masks at the moment.
No, like Melbourne.
Like Melbourne. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, my children are no longer wearing masks in the classroom and I'm not having to wear masks at every job and all of that type of thing. However, we know that there's plenty of you around the world that are still mask wearing. So today, leave us a mask-covered review, please. It helps us to reach people. It encourages us. And, you know, just give a little love back.
And we would love you to come into our Facebook community group and chat to this week, or whenever you hear this episode, have a chat with the group. There's like 14,000 people.
Probably like 15 by the time you come in.
And growing by the minute, about what control and agency looks like to you, and if any light bulbs have gone off for you today in listening to this episode. And we can't wait to be back in your ears again next week.
We love you guys. We'll see you again next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.